The Eating Disorders Anonymous speaker feed does not represent EDA as a whole, but rather shares the views, experiences, and resources used by the EDA member who is speaking in their individual journey towards recovery. Thanks for being here. We're glad to have you.
My name is Cameron. I am in recovery from an eating disorder. I'm going to be looking down a lot during this share, reference this book. Humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. I thought about yesterday jotting down a couple things or whatever to bring to this share, and I've never ever once done that in any of my shares, in this fellowship or any other, so I figured I'd just do what I always do and kind of wing it. So we're going to have a good time. We're gonna feel it out as we go along. Where to begin? Humbly ask God to remove my shortcomings. So the first time I went through this step was in another fellowship. I'm going to be referencing that a lot and my experience in that a lot, because I'm still pretty fresh in this fellowship. But I feel like it all ties in anyway, so why not? So the first time I went through steps 6 and 7 was 2014 with this guy who really still to this day, he's still my sponsor, and he embodies this step truly and utterly, which I think is part of the reason why I sought him out when I found myself in the market for a new sponsor. Every day he wakes up and he's fully transparent with all those around him. He's completely humble in any and every situation, and he has this faith that no matter what, his higher power or higher purpose is going to take care of him. And it baffled me completely and utterly. So we didn't spend a whole lot of time on this step my first time through the steps. I was just getting sober from drug use and alcoholism and all that kind of thing, and it wasn't really palatable yet, to say the least. You know, character defects and shortcomings and all these things, we went over them in AA's big book, and there was only a paragraph, like about yay long, spent on each of them, and that was it. And then a year later, find out that I'm still living in my character defects, and right, it's time to revisit. So I sit down with this guy to revisit, and he opens this other book, another spiritual text that kind of goes in depth, I want to say, on the steps, is the best way I know how to describe it, called The 12 and 12. AA's 12 Steps and 12 Traditions is the full title. And in that book, there's a whole 2 chapters on steps 6 and 7. And as the co-founder of AA, Bill Wilson, puts it, it's the step that separates the men from the boys, or the girls from the women, right, if you will. It's a whole 2 chapters. And in these 2 chapters, I found, you know, I had admitted to myself that I was the root of my problems, right? It didn't have anything to do with the drugs or the alcohol or the food, for that matter, or the numbers or the routine or the weight or anything. It was me, my core values and my core beliefs, my self-centeredness, my financial insecurities, my ego, my deceit towards myself and others, this constant song and dance that I put on to try and wrest something out of life, right? To try and fit other people in situations how I think they need to fit in order for me to be happy and fulfilled. That's the root of my problems, and that's what this chapter in the 12 and 12 really dove into, was that I can be doing all of these behaviors, right? Going through the motions of praying and meditating and doing the steps and sponsoring other men and going to meetings. And I can be doing all of these outside things. But at the end of the day, am I really willing to humble myself to my higher power, higher purpose, whatever you call it, and seek change, even if I have no idea what the end result is going to look like? That's what step seven is to me. And I want to touch on that too. That word humble, or humbly in this step, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. It doesn't mean I sat down one day and just said, all right, here they are, take them all, you know. I didn't demand anything. That's not how my higher power works. I've tried to do that before and it never panned out, not once. So it was more like, trying to put it all into words, it was more like I sat down every morning and every evening for a long time, and I still do this when necessary. And full disclosure, right now I'm in a situation, or I'm in several circumstances internally and externally, that I'm having to revisit these steps. But what I do is I sit down in my prayer, and I ask him to just help me be willing to change and to remove what no longer serves him from me, right? Whether that's he's telling me this car is a piece of your ego, I'm going to go ahead and take that back now, or you're not ready for this relationship, so I'm going to go ahead and take that back too, or what have you. These things you think you want, these things you think are security and peace and progress, you're wrong. I'm going to take those back. So I sat down and for a long time just did that, right? I let go of what I thought I wanted out of life. I let go of what I thought I, who I should be, how I was supposed to act, how I was supposed to feel about certain situations or things, how I handled life and myself. Thought about all of it. And one by one, asked him. I didn't tell him to do anything, you know. I didn't demand anything. I asked him or her, or again, you know, higher power, whatever. I asked him to remove these things when he thought I was ready for them to be removed. And then the action behind that was the things that were easily identifiable, like pride, like anger, like fear, deceit. All of these different character defects that I talked about in step six, the ones that were easily identifiable, the action behind asking him to remove them from me when he thought I was ready was to do the opposite, no matter how scary or painful. And very quickly, for me at least, these things started to fall away one by one. And it was terrifying, absolutely. I didn't know if the person that I was gonna end up as was gonna be someone that I could live with. I didn't know what real humility and real, to me, what it means now is power, right? I didn't know what that looked or felt or sounded like. And I couldn't imitate it if I wanted to. And so it was scary, because that's what someone like me does, right? We imitate these ideals and these things in order to go through life and arrange life how we think it should be. And so it was scary. But the more I did it, the more at peace I felt every night when I put my head on the pillow, and the more the less I cared about these things that had paralyzed me before, whether it was, well, mainly other people's perception of me or what I was doing or what I was saying or what have you, my beliefs, and my own selfish desires that I wanted to wrestle out of life and that I demanded be given to me from life and from others. So now fast forwarding, like I said, I've got some years in that program now, and it by no means makes me perfect whatsoever. I still resort back to these behaviors and these fears and these things, not as often, not nearly as often, but sometimes life is really painful and really terrifying. And I still want to do my default, right, which is the selfishness, which is the deceit, the anger, the fear, in order to handle it and in order to be the person I think I'm supposed to be. It never works out like that. I'm always reminded that there is a better way and that I have tools to find that better way if I choose to use them. But even then, choosing to use them is a task in itself. I don't know. I'm in the middle of this journey right now. So I can't tell you how it's going to end, you know. But I do know that my higher power in the last almost 5 years hasn't let me down once. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes I feel like I've been cheated. Sometimes I feel like I deserve this or what have you. But at the end of the day, I get to go home. I have people around me who love me, and I'm safe. And I can fall asleep pretty quick nowadays, which didn't used to happen at all, ever. I'm at peace for the most part, as long as I'm seeking this thing. So I guess that's where the faith comes in. I'm gonna pass with that. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Cameron. Thanks, Cameron.